Egypt's new Constituent Assembly has been given the job of drafting the country's new constitution, and it's no surprise that that process comes with fiery debate. Last week, thousands of Islamists marched in Cairo to call for President Mohamed Morsi and the constitution to implement Sharia law. But opponents say the draft constitution is already too heavily weighted toward Islam. The BBC's Hugh Sykes reports.
Alpha Blondy with his track Jerusalem on a screen at Gangster Corner Art Cafe, a squat by revolutionaries who took over an office near Tahrir Square that hasn't been used for 20 years. One of the founders of this cafe, Tahrir Square activist Ali Abbas, thinks they've not only lost the revolution but been hijacked by religion.
The revolution is gone, of course. Religion more powerful than revolution. Religion and politics, they are different.
Religion and politics shouldn't be mixed, he says, but there have been moderate Islamists and Salafists won parliamentary elections. So this attitude in Tahrir Square at the time of Mubarak's fall was incredibly unrealistic.
We don't have leader, and this is the unique of our revolution, that we don't have a leader, and we are proud of this.
But doomed to failure, another protester told me at the time, just the day after Mubarak fell.
It's all factions, different demands from here and there. They're not all united.
Soon after the start of the revolution, Dr. Abdulaziz Hegazi, former Egyptian prime minister in the 70s before Mubarak, advised the Tahrir Square protesters, he calls them the boys, to get organized.
The boys never expected that they would succeed. They said bread, social justice. But the problem is that the Muslim Brotherhood came in, and so the boys were out.
They never believed they'd win, so they never made plans. But, says Dr. Hegazi, this they did achieve.
Everybody in Egypt now is talking politics. Everybody. So that's one of the results of the revolution. It's open now, it's free.
Free, for instance, to caricature the ultra-Orthodox fundamentalist Salafists, as this woman did when I met her during the presidential elections earlier this year.
They think only to lessen the age of marriage, to do this circumcision. They don't think of anything except sex. They think of women and they have to be veiled. They're going backwards. This is not supposed to be the parliament.
There are intense discussions here about an article in the draft constitution, Article 2. The principles of Islamic Sharia are the main sources of legislation. Salafists want the word principles to be replaced by provisions, much stricter. But Dr. Hegazi isn't concerned. He believes the Brotherhood president, Mohamed Morsi, is a pragmatist.
He knows that Egypt always had a moderate Islam. Egyptians will never admit extremism. The people in Egypt are interested in their livelihood.
And for the Salafists, he says, the mosque is no apprenticeship for politics.
They have the experience of promotion of Islam, but they don't have the capacity and the power and the experience of running a country.
Which is why, if the Salafists get their way with the constitution, they'll fail, says Gada Sharbenda, board member of the Egyptian Organization for Human Rights.
Now they're crying out loud saying, we will do anything for an Islamic Sharia constitution. You know what? They might even get it. And then it will fail, because it will fail to fulfill the demands and goals of the revolution. And they will have to confront the facts of life. People are still hungry. People are still poor. There's no social justice. There are serious violations of human rights. They will have to revise their thinking.
There's already evidence that some Salafis are facing the facts. A senior member of their Nur party said recently, we can't force our opinion on the rest of society. And the manager of a downtown Cairo bookshop, Madame Saida, her name means happy, says the revolution was easy. Now the hard bit.
We have to be patient. Hard work. Hard work. Repeat, hard work. To build the new Egypt.
That report from the BBC's Hugh Sykes. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.